Nadler, we can't rely on Barr's possibly hasty partisan interpretation of Mueller report. By Ian Hanchett on March 24, 2019. While speaking to reporters on Sunday, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, stated that Attorney General William Barr's conclusions on the Mueller report raise more questions than they answer. He also stated that we cannot simply rely on what may be a hasty, partisan interpretation of the facts. Nadler began by saying, "First, President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report does not exonerate the president. The special counsel spent 22 months uncovering evidence of obstruction and other misconduct. Attorney General Barr, who auditioned for his role with an open memorandum suggesting that the obstruction investigation was unconscionable, and that a president, and that it was almost impossible for any president to commit obstruction of justice since he is the head of the executive branch, made a decision about that evidence in under 48 hours. His conclusions raise more questions than they answer." He added that the full Mueller report and its underlying evidence must be released, and we will ask the Attorney General to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Nadler concluded, "Third, the Attorney General's comments make it clear that Congress must step in to get the truth and provide full transparency to the American people. The President has not been exonerated by the special counsel, yet the Attorney General has decided not to go further, or apparently, to share those findings with the public. We cannot simply rely on what may be a hasty, partisan interpretation of the facts." Earlier this month, the House passed a resolution calling for full and complete release of the special counsel's report by a vote of 420-0. We now call on the Attorney General to honor that request to release the report and the underlying evidence, and to appear before the Judiciary Committee to answer our questions without delay. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.